Very end of this coming week's parasha, we have the mitzvah of Egla Arufa, which Chazal are troubled by, because why does the Beis Din of the city that is closest to the victim who was found murdered and the perpetrator is unknown, we impose upon this Beis Din of the closest city to bring an atonement as if they are the guilty party? And the apparent implication is that there is a certain sense of responsibility that lies with that city closest to this individual who was murdered and the Beis Din that oversees the matters of that city. And the pasuk tells us that the Beis Din of that city, the Zikne Ha'ir Ahi, must declare after bringing this Egla to Nachal Esan, where they kill it and they bury it there, they declare, Yodenu lo shafchu es adam hazeh ve'einenu lo ra'u. We didn't spill this blood. We didn't see anything. So Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Sota, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, which asks, do you really think that Beis Din were guilty of killing this guy? They have to declare their innocence? Did we really suspect them of murdering this guy? Rather, says the Mishnah, what Beis Din means when they say, Yodenu lo shafchu es adam hazeh ve'einenu lo ra'u, means that he didn't come to us and then left without any food for the road or any escort to accompany him out. Shelo ba liyadenu upitarnuhu belomazon. We're not responsible for having hosted him and then sending him off without any food. Nor did we see him and let him go without escorting him out. So one simple question which I saw asked is, one second, and if they did see him in town and they neglected to give him an escort as he left the city and some food for the road, so therefore they're now guilty of his murder? How does that follow? They're guilty of his murder because they had seen him and didn't escort him out. They had seen him and didn't give him food for the way. And therefore what? So one shot, interesting suggestion that I saw is that had this fellow come to town and been seen and been ignored, no one cares to ask him if he has food for the road, no one cares to walk him out to see him off on his way, how's he going to feel about himself? He's going to feel like, no one cares, I'm worthless, I mean nothing to anybody. And therefore, if he encounters some sort of challenging conflict along the way, what's his attitude going to be? Do what you want to me. Yeah. No one cares about me anyways. Whereas if this fellow is made to feel like he's someone of importance, people care about him, and he senses that, people befriend him, and he sees they love him, they like him, they care about him, they're concerned about him, they give him food, they give him an escort, they tell him, go this way, go that way. He means something to people. That gives that person a tremendous boost in how he thinks and feels about himself. And such a person is far more willing and able to stand up for himself if he encounters a challenge, a conflict along the way. Maybe along those lines, B'derech HaDrush, that's one lesson that Chazal meant to communicate and convey to us. The importance of ensuring that every Jew feels loved, cared for, and significant and valued. And what a major impact that can have on the person himself, how he sees himself, how he carries himself, how he conducts himself, and what becomes of him. That's one lesson, one yesod. A second fascinating thought. The Maharal, writing on the Gemara in Sota, in his Chiddush HaGadol, writes that had you escorted this fellow out, had you accompanied him, he would have gone out not just with the schus of his own self, but with the schus of the Rabbin. And Maharal then writes, and had you accompanied him and escorted him, he would have been accompanied not just by you, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. We would have had that sense of connection to God too. somehow feeling that he is part of the tzibur gives him that schus of the tzibur, but it also then gives him that connection, that sense of connection, not just to the tzibur, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And I'll share with you one fascinating thought that I came across in Shvili Pinchas, the Pinchas Friedman. You all know the famous Chazal, that when Yosef sent the wagons to bring his father Yaakov down to Mitzrayim after 22 years of not having seen his father, and Yaakov sees the Argolos, Vatchi Ruach Yaakov Avim, he's suddenly brought back to life. Why? Say Chazal, because Yosef was sending him a message through the Argolos. And I still remember that last bit of Torah we learned together before I was taken from you. What was that Torah? Egla Rufa. Of all random halachas, Egla Rufa, what's the connection? So Pinchas Friedman suggests, fascinating, as follows. He says, if Egla Rufa conveys the message that a Jew must never be left to feel alone, a Jew must always recognize that there are people that care about him and that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there with him, above all else, at all times. Before Yaakov sent Yosef off to what he knew was a dangerous mission to go to see his brothers who hate him, Yaakov might not have foreseen the Mitzrayim component, but he knew it was going to be a potentially risky venture. So Yaakov sends Yosef off with the last words of Torah being, Egla Rufa. Remember, no Jew is ever alone. Every Jew is always Dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has a Kadosh Baruch Hu with him at all times and all places. He's never alone. And Yosef, through 22 years of Nisyonos in Mitzrayim, slavery, imprisonment, temptation, you name it, never forgot that lesson and tells Yaakov, I've been living these years with that Dveikus B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Egla Rufa lesson has stayed with me throughout. Wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos. See you Be'ezras Hashem, Sunday morning.